King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. Back in the first part of verse 2, I think myself happy. I'd like to just use that little thought tonight and tell you why I'm happy. I'm a happy person tonight. You know, one of the things I've noticed, I've heard it for years, and a lot of people told me lately, my preacher friends I've talked to, and some of my relatives, and they heard about, you know, coming up here in a few days, what's going to happen. And they said, well, Danny, the main thing is that you're happy. I don't know how many people told me that. Brother Danny, the main thing is that you're happy. And you know, that ain't true. The main thing ain't you're happy. The main thing is that you're right with God. Happiness is just a little boost and a reward you get as you serve God. The main thing, people say, well, the main thing in life is just that you're happy. That ain't true, brother. People laying in a dungeon somewhere being tortured or in the flesh, miserable, but they're right with God. The main thing is to be holy. If you're holy, God will tack the happiness on. But it is never a right attitude to think the main thing is I'm not happy. I'm not happy. You ain't the most important thing in the world. Being happy ain't the most important thing in the world. But we do thank God we're happy. I'm happy. People say, are you happy? Yes, I'm happy. Is everything right? No. You got any problems? Yes. You got bills paid? Yes. You got things wrong, things that hurt you and bother you? Yes. But I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm a happy person tonight. And I'll tell you why this evening. I want you to listen just for a minute. I want to say, first, I'm a happy man because I'm a Christian. If you're a Christian tonight, you've got everything in the world to be happy about. You're not going to hell. I don't care how bad it gets in this life. I don't care what you got to put up with. Thank God you're not going to hell. I tell people that all the time. People come to me and say, well, Brother Danny, this is wrong, this is wrong, that's wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, that's wrong. I said, beats going to hell, don't it? And they say, yeah, I guess you're right. Anything better than going to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be happy tonight because we're not going to hell. Say amen right there. I'm going to tell you, we're going to try it again. All you folks right in here, I can't even hear you. One, two, three.
Amen.
That's a little bit better. That's a little bit better. Listen, we ought to be happy because we're not going to hell. We're not going to hell. We're not going to hell. Anytime you think you're a pitiful, and anytime you start feeling sorry for yourself, and anytime you start thinking, poor little old me, I'm persecuted, everybody. Listen, you just thank God you're not going to burn and burn and burn and burn and burn and burn. Burn forever and ever and ever. We're out of that, brother. Thank God that's enough to be happy about, no matter what we got to put up with down here. I'm telling you, I'm a happy man because I'm a Christian. I didn't say because I'm a Baptist. I'm a Baptist by choice. I'm a Christian by birth. Southern by the grace of God. I'm saying my name is in the book of life. Hallelujah. I'm glad, brother, that I am a Christian. Being a church member don't make you Christian. I didn't say I'm glad, happy I'm a church member. I'm not happy I'm a preacher. I'm happy I'm a Christian. I'm happy I'm saved. They said one time years ago, there's this little old community, and they had a little bitty Presbyterian church, and a little bitty Methodist church, and a little bitty Baptist church, and a little bitty Pentecostal church. And it went, get it down a little bit, boys, back there, y'all. Somebody talking to you? They were all just little bitty churches, about ready to go out of business. So they all got together one time, and they said, you know what? They ain't hardly nobody goes there. People dying off. And somebody told me the other day, I heard a preacher say that he went to a church. This guy's in his late 50s, and he went to this church, and he said, I was the youngest one there. You know, that's the way it is a lot of places. I'm telling you, if the Lord don't come in 25 years, a lot of these little churches, they're going to be gone. There ain't nobody. Everybody there is over 60 and over 70. And thank God for the elderly, but it can't live like that. And anyway, this guy said, they all got together, Methodist church, Presbyterian church, Pentecostal church, and Baptist church. And they all got together and said, look, we ain't gonna make it. Let's just all get together and let's just all make one church and not fuss over our differences and we'll try to survive. And one said, okay, that's a good idea. And said, that's a good idea. And said, that's a good idea. And said, that's a good idea. And so they said, we're gonna find us a building and we're gonna get us a church. And of course, it came up, what are we gonna call it?
And obviously, the Baptists want to be at the back. The Presbyterian want to be at the Methodist want to be at everybody. Well, I think. And one of them guys stepped up and he said, "No, we ain't going to satisfy everybody." He said, "Let's just be a Christian church. A Christian church. We're all Christian." Well, God jumped up and he said, "I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to do it." He said, "I was born a Baptist." He said, "I've lived a Baptist." He said, "I'll die a Baptist. You ain't going to make no Christian out of me." And that's where a lot of people are. Do you know that? A lot of people say, I've been a Presbyterian all my life. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian first. I'm a Baptist second. And I'm Southern by the grace of God. I'm telling you tonight, we ought to thank God. Just because you go to church don't make you a Christian. Just because you sit in the garage don't make you a car. Just because you sit in the bakery don't make you a donut. You'll look like one, but if you stay in there long enough. But I tell you one thing, brother. We ought to be happy we're a Christian. Happy, happy, happy. Amen. Happy, happy, happy. I'm happy tonight. I'm saved by the grace of God. Well, thank the Lord. I'm glad to say that. Number two, we ought to be happy that we've got a family. If you've got a family, you're rich. And if they're all saved, you're even richer. You're even richer. If everybody in your family is saved, you are richer than Donald Trump. I'm telling you tonight, everybody in your family is saved. I was thinking this evening, everybody in my immediate family is saved. My girls, their families, husbands, grandkids, old enough, and my sister, and them, they're all saved. Everybody, excuse me, as far as I know, in my family is saved. If I had to die tonight, I wouldn't have to say, "Oh Lord, one of my girls ain't saved. Oh Lord, listen, I'm happy tonight because we have a family." You know, the family is the strongest protection for your kids. That's why God ordained the family. Husband, wife, kids. Husband, wife, kids. That's the best environment for a child to grow up in, is have a mama and a daddy and a real family. It keeps the door closed. You see, mamas and daddies keeps the door closed. A lot of kids would get in a lot of trouble, but they got a good mama that stops them. Or they got a good daddy who sets his foot down and stomps them. Got a good daddy that stomps them. Amen. That's what some of them need. you know, sometimes your mistakes are the Lord putting that in there. But you know something? I'm telling you something this evening. I remember one time, somebody called the house and they said, "Chris are there." I said, "Who is this?" "You don't call that." See, daddy stopped the devil from coming in right there. And it was the devil. It wasn't him. But he said, "Chris are there." I said, "Who are you?" "Oh, this is so and so." "Where are you from, boy? Who are you? You don't just call my house and say, 'Chris is there.'" Who do you think? You see, I'm there to stop. The man's there to stop the devil from coming in your house. I come home, you heard me tell this. I believe it was last summer, real hot day. I went to the post office and mailed my radio tapes, and I pulled back in my carport, and I walked around in front of the car, and I looked down, and there was a copperhead that long laying at the back step door of my house. It had its head up on the step like it was coming. It would have been in my house if the door had been open. You hear me? It would have been in my house if the door had been open. Did you hear that? It would have been in my house if the door would have been open. And I'm telling you, it's our job to keep the door closed, men. It's our job, mamas and daddies, keep the door closed. Don't let the snakes in. They'll bite you. They'll poison you. I'm thanking God tonight that I have a family. You know what will happen to you? Your old friends will come around. People will try to get you to go places you ain't got no business going, and with whom you have no business being with. Some old boyfriend will show up from your past. About time you get your family right with God. Somebody from school. Somebody you hang out with. One of the most dangerous things you can possibly do is stay on that notebook all the time. Every time you turn around, every church I go to, it's just more and more trouble. I say, chalk up another one for notebook. Chalk up another one for notebook. Yeah, and everybody I talk to say, "Well, I only use mine for good." That's what everybody says. But somebody ain't, brother, because the devil's using that thing like unbelief. It's unbelievable. The families that are tore up, the lives that are destroyed, the people, the hours that are wasted that could be doing something for God, when people sit there with their nose in a computer and the family, the devil's getting the family while daddy or mama has got their eyes in the world tonight. I'm telling you what, to thank God we got a family. Number three, I'm happy because I've got a church. I'm a member of Shining Light Baptist Church. Praise God for it. Amen. Thank God. Listen, brother, our church ain't perfect, but I thank God for Shining Light Baptist Church. My pastor told me, he said, find out what you are and be something and be that. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be one thing one time, another thing another time, another thing another time. He said, figure out what you are and stand there. I started preaching when I was 19. I started out preaching this same thing, this same book, this same Bible, same gospel. I still believe it's true tonight. I'm glad I got a church that believes that. We ought to thank the Lord we got a good church. Amen. We ought to thank the Lord we got a church that believes in the bus ministry. That's right. We ought to thank the Lord we got a church that believes in the bus ministry. That's right, brother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to thank God. Listen, with the bus ministry, I told somebody this morning, they said, well, we got them here this morning, ain't we, preacher? And I said, the bus ministry is like going fishing and you throw the net out there in the water, you get everything when you pull that thing in. Yeah, you know, a lot of people just go to rich houses and certain neighborhoods. Well, now, they look like they'd fit in our church because they got a Cadillac and they live in an $800,000 house, so I believe they'd fit in. Man, we throw that net out. Lord have mercy. There was some characters here this morning, and I love it. I love it. There's one pinned me up out there 30 minutes, and this person that was here this morning, and said, I want to ask you a question. I said, okay. And they talked 30 minutes, never did ask me no question. And I thought, good night. That's about to run me nuts. And let me tell you what happened this morning. There was a kid come running up to me about that high. Hey, Brother Danny, and hugged me like that, and just, and I said, I like that. Hugged me. I said, okay. I don't even know the kid's name. And the bus worker come running up right after that and said, Brother Danny, they just found lice. Thank you for telling me now. I just rubbed her hair all over my chest. So I don't know if I got them or not. I think my hair's itching right now. You know, you start thinking you're itching, you really do start itching. And I thought, oh Lord, I ain't never had lice in my life. I stay away from people like y'all. I thought, you know, that's the bus. What do you think would happen at the First Baptist if one of them kids went in there with lice and started hugging everybody? You say, Brother Danny, I can't believe that. That's the bus ministry. Thank God for it. I may not be saying that about Wednesday. I hope I'm all right. How do you know if you got lice? You'll know, huh? Ed McAfee said one time, he said, how many of you ever had the 7-year itch? People said, well, I don't know if I have or not. He said, you ain't had it. But anyway, it was crazy, brother. It was crazy. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. We threw the net out and it come in. One lady came up to me this morning. She said, I had no idea all that stuff was going on. She said, when you was up there preaching, my jaw dropped. She said, I said, oh my goodness. Oh, and you know what? I'm glad we got a church where we can preach what we believe. Ain't you? Thank God. Shelley just read a couple of these messages this morning. I'll read you a couple more. Brother Danny, I found your website on my iPhone. I've been listening to your message on drugs, rock and roll. They've been a blessing. My wife and I have a 1-month-old baby girl. Pray she'll be saved at a young age. Pray for my family. Satan hates it. Here's another one. This guy, I want y'all to answer these for me. Can y'all do that? Send these people an answer. Tell them hey or love them or something. I'm Pastor Bernales of an Anabaptist church in Cebu City, Philippines. I've been in the United States a few times. Listen to this. And hearing your name recommended by many pastors, may I humbly invite you to be our speaker for our forthcoming mission conference, October 27th to 30th, 2014. You want me to come be a speaker for a mission conference in the Philippines? My church is 26 years of preaching the true gospel. This ain't no fly by night, buddy. Countrymen
and the gospel message of salvation stand without apology for the King James Bible. Exposing all kinds of false religions. I'm training men and women, called the ministry through my Bible Institute, and sent them out to start Bible-believing independent Baptist churches. To date, we have sent out and supported 98 churches in the country, and listen to your sermons on YouTube, and I know you're the right man that God would use to challenge my people. The only problem with that is that's a week right of our camp meeting. So I can't go, but I guess I'll write you up something and you can tell this guy. Whatever. But anyway, that's one. There's a bunch more on here like that. I would like a call from Pastor Castle concerning private pastoral care need for a married couple. This one she read about Myrtle Beach. This one's from out in Texas. My name is, this lady gives her name. She lives, it's only been on my heart to tell you something. It took me a while to know for sure what that something was. The Lord used you to change me. I've listened to many of your sermons, praise God, and I ain't heard them all yet. I'm a work in progress. Your ministry is not contained to four walls. That's our church she's talking about. Saved by grace. The good to come, listen in. Very hard for some. Real life truth of the Word. It's how we tune it. What we sing depends on what we hear. Jesus has changed my song. I've suffered through lots of things. Depression being the hardest for me to overcome. Don't know who this is for when you say that, talking about me. Well, it's for me. You have no idea how much I've been helped. Be blessed when you hear that you are someone's set station on their spiritual radio. It's an amazing compliment. I've learned to eat the chicken and leave the bones. No bones from you to report so far. Thank you for letting the Lord use. I mean, it's just stuff like that all the time. You know what? That light from Shining Light is shining in Texas, in Australia, in the Philippines, right here from Little Shining Light Baptist Church, shining around the world. I'm happy tonight we got a church like that. Say amen. Say, finally, I'm through. I'm happy that we got a country to live in like America. I got the right to stand up here and say what I believe tonight because that flag protects me and people died for it. I don't understand all this thing that's going on up around Washington right now. I just caught a little bit of the news like that last night and two or three people's mentioned it to me. The best I understand, this soldier, Bergdahl or whatever his name is, deserted his post and figured out they had quotes of this man on the news saying he's disillusioned with the American, with our army, of the United States Army. And that he's not, the army is a big joke and he's leaving the army and turning his back on the United States Army. They sent a bunch of our men out after him looking for him. And at least six of our men were killed hunting this man who deserted his post. They, not to mention, leaving his post open for the enemy to come in. And then the president traded five, or was it six? Five terrorists who are known terrorists and killers and set them free to bring that man home. I'm not a military strategist. I'm not even a politician or a congressman or nothing like that. But I tell you, brother, that stinks to high heaven. That does. There's something bad, bad wrong when years ago that man would have been brought home and punished for what he had done. We give up five terrorists in prison. What do you think they're going to do? Go over and write us a thank you card? Tell us they love us? They'll shoot right back at us. I ain't suggesting nothing, but you can't help but wonder whose side some of these politicians are on. Amen. I know that's on the internet. That's a very political statement, what I just made. But Lord have mercy, people, whose side are they on? It's almost like we're apologizing to the terrorists and cutting down America. And I'm telling you, I thank God we've got a country to live in. A nurse on the battlefield said, "You must not think of whether you like it or not, but what you can do to help." The same is true with the bus ministry. It's not always fun to get out there and knock on doors at 90 degrees. We must not look at how uncomfortable it is for us. I mean, I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm burning up. I mean, y'all are freezing. We look at what we can do to help. And I'm telling you tonight, I'm glad that I'm a Christian. And I'm glad my family's saved. And I'm glad I go to Shining Light Baptist Church. It ain't perfect. It ain't really. But I tell you what, the other churches ain't either. But by the grace of God, we're doing something. And seeing God do something. I thank the Lord for it. All right. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. We'll just have to play a song softly tonight. We'll just have a minute of prayer. And I want you to ask yourself a question. Question number one. Are you right with God? Are you right with God? Question number two. Are you right with each other? Been gossiping about somebody? Got hate in your heart? Let's ask ourselves the question, am I right with God, and am I right with my brothers and sisters? Am I right with my family? I know people in their own family won't even speak to each other. That's sad. Am I right with my family? Am I right with my country? Am I right with my country? Father, I pray right now that our church will be right. We'll be right with our church. We'll be right with our family. We'll be right with our country. We'll be right with each other. And we'll thank you for what you do. Bless us in these days ahead. Lord, as we get ready for camp, as we get ready for our trips, as we get ready for what you got in store for us here this summer, and then leading up to the fall, the camp meeting, all the good things, I pray that you'd bless. Put your hand on Shining Light Baptist Church. Draw sinners in. Save them by grace. Help those that are struggling. Help those that are fighting the battle. Help those that are having a hard time. Help everyone here tonight that's the devil's working on. I pray that you'd help that one that's discouraged. I pray that you'd help that one that's defeated. I pray that you'd help that one that's hurting tonight. Help them, Lord. Touch them right now. God, help us to help one another. We'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. All right, now, we're going to invite everybody out for a little time of fellowship.